What a great feast we celebrate today of Michael, of Gabriel, as well as of Raphael, right? The great archangels that were named in the scripture, officially named, not the one in the proto gospel and things like that. So what is the ministry of the archangels or the ministry of the angels? First, in the second reading today from the Office of Reading, it was an excerpt from St. Gregory the Great. And he said the ministry of angels is one of service to God before his heavenly thrones, right? And we know in Catholic theology we have nine orders of angels, right? And so they all have different roles, different functions, different duties, different responsibilities. And the archangels that were named in the sacred scriptures were actually seraph, or the highest order of all. And Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael taught us what it truly means to believe in God and to worship God and to obey God at all means, at all terms, at all cost. The name Michael or the name Michael mean who is like God. Gabriel mean God is my strength. And Raphael mean God is my healing or God heals. So I think the archangels taught us a lot within their own names, right? Because they were sent to make known God's presence in this world. At times when we feel like we are being tempted by the earthly goods and the many things that pull us apart and pull us away from God, let us call to St. Michael, who remind us who is like God. Things are good. Things are nice, things are enticing, things are appealing, and they tempt us. But at the end of the day, who is like God? All lesser things will come and go, but only God remains. Who is like God? We can only choose God first, and everything else will fall into its place. God is that highest good, the summum bonum that we're searching for. The highest good where we are willing to let go of everything else to love him at all costs. And at times when we feel like we're weak, we're imperfect, and that somehow we're not good enough to be his messengers, remember, who did God send the angel Gabriel to announce that good news, that she's going to play an important part in salvation history? Mother Mary. At the 14-year-old girl, she had a lot of her own doubts whether she would have the ability to be the mother of God. But the angel Gabriel reminded her as well as us that God is our strength. God is our strength. Even when we're weak, even when we're tempted, even when we doubt in ourselves, God is our strength. And we can do all things through that powerful grace of God, that grace that heals us, that transforms us from within. God is our true strength, not just a physical strength, but that spiritual strength that helps us always be grounded in his faithful love, his everlasting love. And last of all, the archangel Raphael was sent to Tobit, who at that time, what happened to him? He was looking up in the sky and a bird flew over and pooped right onto him, which caused him to have cataract, right? And then so he lost his sight. And then so the archangel Raphael was sent to him and healed him. So Raphael's mean God is my healing. God heals. God heals each and every one of us through the sacraments, right? And especially the sacrament of reconciliation. He heals us because he wants to restore us. Unlike the angels who are now serving God around his throne, who are perfect now, we are still struggling in our own life and our own faith journey. And each and every one of us, in a few days, we will celebrate the feast of our own guardian angels. We have angels who were sent to watch over us, to guide us, and to help us reach that heavenly homeland. May we turn to the angels and learn from them of that important lesson of obedience, of seeking God's will, and to love Him above all things. My brothers and sisters, in the day and age, especially when we're so confused, when we're being told that, hey, when you die, you're going to become an angel. Let me affirm to you, when we die, and after our purgative journey, we will become saints. Angels are of different order than us. They are pure spiritual creatures that are of higher order than us. And they have been created before us. And the number of angels, unlike us as human beings, have been set since the beginning of time. I remember in theology, there's this one weird question that have always been asked. How many angels could fit on the head of a pin? The answer is, as many as they like, because they do not occupy space and time like us, right? Because they are beyond space and our own human space and time. So they're all around us. And at each and every Mass, the whole heaven and earth is united with us. The angels are here. They're different than us, and they're here to help us, lead us toward that heavenly homeland, especially St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael. May we pray to them and remind of what they have taught to us, that who is like God? For God is our strength. And no matter what happened, God heals us.